हरे कृष्णा। सेक्स इज अ बॉडीली फंक्शन, लेटिंग इट बिकम अ मेंटल ऑब्सेशन इज इल्यूजन। समटाइम्स व्हेन वी प्रैक्टिस स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ वी मे फील, सम पीपल फील दैट सेक्स इज अ नेचुरल फंक्शन ऑफ द बॉडी, व्हाई आर स्पिरिचुअलिस्ट अगेंस्ट सेक्स। एक्चुअली इट इज नॉट दैट स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ इज अगेंस्ट सेक्स। कृष्णा इन द भगवद्गीता says the dharma viruddho bhuteshu kamosmi bharata shiva. In 7.8 in the Bhagavad Gita says, I am sex life, that is not contrary to the principles of religion. So, there is dharma, artha, kama and moksha. These are the four purusharthas. And one of them is kama. So, Krishna is saying, that kama which is not against dharma, I am that. So, the point here is not that sex and sensuality itself is condemned. The point is obsession with it is to be condemned. Sex is a bodily function. You know, without that bodily function, there'll be no reproduction, there'll be no perpetuation of the human race. You know, none of us, we would be born and we would not exist without sex. So, the problem is not sex itself. It's a biological function, it's a physical function, but when it becomes a mental obsession, then that is where it becomes a problem. Mental obsession means that we start thinking about that and that alone, most of the time. Okay, when can I get this pleasure? When can I get this pleasure? And we start, if people start seeing everyone as a potential sex object, and then that sort of depersonalized, objectified view of everyone else, that is very detrimental for relationships. That is very detrimental for our own mental stability, and that is of course disastrous for our spirituality. Because if we are constantly looking around for opportunities for sensual gratification, then we won't have the calmness of mind, we won't have the clarity of mind to focus on higher spiritual reality. And the unfortunately in today's world, this mental obsession is further aggravated by the media. Now, all of us, we are by nature seekers of pleasure. And our mind has developed a definition of, say, sense gratification, of sex as a source of pleasure. And because of it, the mind keeps fantasizing. Maybe this will give me pleasure. Maybe that will give me pleasure. Maybe this way I can get pleasure. And our own imagination is bad enough. But today's media, what it does is, it pulls together the most provocative imagination of people from all over the world. And makes that available in the form of images, in the form of video clips, in the form of promos. And in that way, the internally agitated mind becomes multiply agitated. Like we have a number and then we square it, we triple it, we cube it. It becomes more and more. So like that, exponentially our mind's agitation gets aggravated by outer agitation. And that's how what is a biological function become, what is a physical function becomes a mental obsession. And that is the illusion. That is the illusion that stops us from growing spiritually. That is the illusion that not only destroys us spiritually, it can also actually wreck us materially. Because people who are constantly obsessed with sex, they cannot even function materially. So therefore, what we need to do is to see things in proper perspective. It is not that spiritual life is condemning sex, but it is actually countering the unnecessary and irrational glamorization of sex that has been done by the contemporary culture and that has been done by our mind. So when we get a dose of reality by our spiritual study, by our understanding of scriptural wisdom, then we can arrive at a balance. The Bhagavad Gita in 5.23 states that Shaknoti haiva yah sodhum prak sharir vimokshanat kama krodhodbhavam vegam sayukta sa sukhi naraha. So Krishna says, Shaknoti haiva yah sodhum. That if it is possible, Arjuna, for you to tolerate what? Prak sharir vimokshana. This is a bodily function, so the urge will come as long as you have the body. Vimokshana. So till you are not free from the body, till that time this urge will come. But kama krodhodbhavam vegam. The vega that comes from kama and krodha, shaknoti, tolerate it. So whom? Then what happened? Sayuktah sa sukhena raha. That person will be situated in yoga and that person will be happy. The way to happiness is not by imagination that aggravates the bodily function, makes it a constant mental obsession, and sentences us to perpetual dissatisfaction. The way to satisfaction actually is by purification, where we fill our mind with positive activity and ultimately with the supreme positive reality, Krishna. And that is what Bhakti Yoga does. When our mind is filled with Krishna, then it doesn't have the room to become obsessed with worldly things. And when the obsession, initially we may feel that, oh, giving up sex, it will leave me dissatisfied, it will leave me craving. But actually, when our mind is filled with Krishna, far from feeling deprived, we will feel relieved. We'll feel relieved because the craving that was keeping us constantly agitated, that will go away. And thus, once we are relieved, then we can become more and more connected with Krishna and we can become more and more spiritually satisfied. Thank you. Hare Krishna.